This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Both houses of parliament have been adjourned till 2 p.m. following opposition parties' ruckus over the remarks of the Union Home Minister Amit Shah over Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. In the Lok Sabha, when the house met for the day, opposition parties, including the Congress, DMK, Samajwadi Party and others, started sloganeering against the remarks of the Union Home Minister. Some protesting members also trooped into the well. Amid the pandemonium, Speaker Om Birla adjourned the house till 2 p.m. Similar scenes were witnessed in the Rajya Sabha when the House met for the day. Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar disallowed the adjournment notices moved by the opposition MPs over the remarks of Mr. Shah and other issues. Opposition members from the Congress, DMK, Aam Aadmi Party, Samajwadi Party, RJD, Left and others raised slogans against the Home Minister. BJP MPs today staged a protest outside Parliament accusing the Congress of insulting Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. The party members carrying placards raised slogans against the opposition over the issue. Talking to media, former Union Minister Anurag Singh Thakur alleged that the Nehru-Gandhi family always disrespected Dr. Ambedkar. He also alleged that Jawaharlal Nehru himself conspired against Dr. Ambedkar to make him lose elections and forced him to quit politics. Opposition parties also continued their protest in Parliament House complex on Union Home Minister Amit Shah's statement on Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. The members from Congress, DMK, Samajwadi Party, RJD, Left and others joined the protest. The government will refer the bills related to One Nation, One Election to the Joint Parliamentary Committee comprising 31 parliamentarians. The proposed JPC will comprise 21 Lok Sabha members and 10 Rajya Sabha members. The MPs include BJP leaders P.P. Chaudhary and Anurag Singh Thakur, Parshottam Bhai Rupala, Congress leaders Priyanka Gandhi and Manish Tiwari, TMC's Kalyan Banerjee, NCPSP Supriya Sule, among others. The bills are officially named as the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill 2024. BJP MP Pratap Sharangi was injured in Parliament House complex today amid protest and counter-protest by the ruling BJP and opposition members. Talking to media, Mr. Sharangi alleged that Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, pushed an MP who fell on him, after which he got injured. He added that he was standing near the stairs when Mr. Gandhi came. Meanwhile, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju condemned the incident. He alleged that Congress MPs led by Mr. Gandhi assaulted the BJP MP. He objected to the conduct of the senior Congress leader using physical power.
आज पार्लियामेंट का मुख्य द्वार में बीजेपी एनडीए एमपीस का प्रदर्शन चल रहा था, जिस जगह कांग्रेस और बाकी साथी दल हर रोज खड़ा करते हैं और वहां प्रदर्शन करते हैं। आज बीजेपी एमपीस अपने एनडीए सहयोग के साथ वहां खड़े कर रहे थे, तो राहुल गांधी और उनके एमपीस जबरदस्ती घुस करके अपना शारीरिक प्रदर्शन जो किया है, ये बहुत गलत हो गया है। पार्लियामेंट अपना शारीरिक ताकत दिखाने का कोई ये प्लेटफॉर्म नहीं है, ये कोई कुश्ती का अखाड़ा नहीं है। राहुल गांधी ने भारतीय जनता पार्टी के दो एमपीस प्रताप सिंह सारंगी जी और मुकेश राजपूत जी को बहुत बुरी तरह घायल कराया।
Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair a high-level security meeting this evening with special emphasis on the situation in Jammu and Kashmir. Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir Manoj Sinha will also attend the meeting, which is being held in New Delhi. In Jammu and Kashmir, 5 terrorists have been killed in an ongoing anti-terrorist encounter with security forces in South Kashmir's Kulgam district this morning. Union Health Secretary Punya Salila Srivastava has said investments in robust healthcare and quality education systems are essential for harnessing the nation's demographic dividend, driving innovation and ensuring sustainable progress. Addressing the annual health summit in New Delhi, Ms. Srivastava noted that the healthcare sector is a critical component of India's vision to become a developed country by 2047. In cricket, the third and final match of T20 International Series between India and West Indies women's teams will take place at D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai this evening. The series is tied at 1-1. And with that, we end this news bulletin.